KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, if you stayed up late with us last night, you know it didn't turn out well for the Cardinals. Cody Bellinger hit a three-run homer, and rookie Tony Gonsolin pitched six stellar innings of two-hit ball for his first victory in the Dodgers' 8-0 win over the Cardinals. Gonsolin retired 14 of the Cardinals' first 15 batters and took a no-hitter into the fifth inning in his second career start. Michael Wacha couldn't get out of the fourth inning for the Cardinals as they dropped to 0-3 on their five-game California road trip. We'll have game two of that series tonight for you here on the radio. 8:15 this evening is the scheduled pregame start time. 9:10 is the first pitch here locally. Elsewhere in the National League last night, the Mets beat Miami 6-2 and then beat Miami 5-4 to sweep a doubleheader. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 9-7, Philadelphia over Arizona 7-3, Washington beat San Francisco by a 4-0 final. In the American League, Rick Porcello pitched six innings of one-run ball, Sam Travis hit a two-run homer, and the Boston Red Sox halted their eight-game losing streak with a 7-5 victory over the struggling Kansas City Royals. Rafael Devers added a solo shot for the Red Sox. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 9-6, Texas edging Cleveland 1-0. The White Sox beat Detroit 7-4, Toronto 2-0 over Tampa Bay. In interleague play, it was Cincinnati beating the LA Angels 7-4, the Chicago Cubs over Oakland 6-5, and Minnesota beat Atlanta by a final of 5-3. The New York Mets second baseman Robinson Cano is back on the injured list, this time because of a strained left hamstring. In his first season with the Mets after being acquired from Seattle, the 36-year-old was limited to one game between May 22nd and June 16th because of a strained left quadriceps. He's hitting .252 with 10 homers and 32 RBIs, including 9 hits in his last 15 at-bats. New York recalled infielder Luis Guillorme from AAA Syracuse. The Atlanta Braves have recalled right-hander Mike Foltynewicz from AAA Gwinnett to take a spot in the starting rotation after Kevin Gausman was also claimed off of waivers by the Cincinnati Reds. Foltynewicz was a 13-game winner and an all-star for the Braves in 2018, but struggled to regain that form after battling an injury in spring training. He was demoted to the minors on June 22nd after going 2-5 with a .637 earned run average in 11 starts. He'll start tonight at Minnesota. Well, considered a weakness heading into last season, Iowa's linebacker core is considered a strength this year. After starting six games a year ago and recording 49 tackles, Christian Welch opens preseason practice as the Hawkeyes' starting middle linebacker.
You do have to kind of wipe the slate. We can kind of, you know, we have some experience coming back. We can learn from, you know, learn from last year, you know, whatever situations went well, what didn't go well. But in a sense, I mean, you do have to kind of remember, you know, and learn from things that went well, but then at the same time, you have to recognize that this is a new year and this is a new team.
Welch feels the linebackers could be a strength of the defense.
I think we bring back a lot of experience, and then the back end, we have some experience too. And then obviously the D-line, we have not a ton of depth, but we have some guys that can do some good things there. So I'm just going to speak from a defensive standpoint, but yeah, I think we're bringing back some good experience, and that's going to help us out.
The Hawkeyes open up August 31st at home against Miami of Ohio. We'll have that game for you and all the games this year again here on KJAN this fall. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says Ray Lima's impact on the Cyclone program goes well beyond his play on the field. The senior nose tackle was a second-team All-Big 12 selection a year ago, but the run stopper from Los Angeles has also had a big impact off the field. Lima has been involved in several community service activities in and around the Ames area.
Our staff gets a lot of credit why this program's turned. He's the reason, he's the entire reason the culture of this football program's turned. Who he is, what he is, what he stands for. But I can tell you this, he's the reason this football program and the culture of this program's turned.
Campbell says Lima's humble nature has served as a great example for the other players.
His actions and servant leadership amongst our locker room has been the absolute reason why we are who we are. And statistically, it's not going to jump off the screen as, boy, Ray Lima is this, this, or this. But on fourth and one, third and one, in the most critical moments in the biggest games that we played here, Ray Lima has been outstanding.
Lima says he wants to be known as more than just a football player.
I feel like on more of like a life standpoint, I just want to be someone that kind of just gives more than he got, just kind of serve others. You know, that's kind of my biggest calling, from, you know, being on the field to just living, but just trying to I want to be known as someone who serves, you know, when it's all said and done.
Lima says the attitude of the program has shifted the past couple of years.
Just me being, you know, from my high school team, going to JUCO about 2.5 years, just the culture here is as real as, you know, breathing kind of. Like everybody is really bought in and what we want to be known for, what we want to do, and that's bigger than just playing on Saturdays, you know.
Lima says he appreciates the words of his coach. The Cyclones open up on August 31st as well. Our Northern Iowa's football team was ranked 18th in the 2019 Stats FCS preseason poll. That poll was released yesterday. The Panthers are up 5 spots from their 23rd place finish in the final poll last season. The defending national champion is ranked number 1. That's North Dakota State as they open up the season, getting 142 of the possible 160 first-place votes. James Madison, South Dakota State, Eastern Washington, UC Davis are the top 5. They're followed by Jacksonville State, Maine, Weber State, Wofford, and Kennesaw State. Also, Illinois State is ranked number 15. Indiana State is 16th. Southeast Missouri, number 17 in the opening poll. Morningside football will open up the season, the top-ranked team in the nation, according to the NAIA Football Coaches preseason top 25 poll. Last year's national championship team, the Mustangs, got all 16 first-place votes. Benedictine, Kansas, St. Francis, Indiana, Kansas Wesleyan, and St. Xavier of Illinois round out the top 5. Concordia of Michigan, Marion, Indiana, Baker, Kansas, Dickinson State, North Dakota, and Reinhardt, Georgia round out the top 10. A couple of other Iowa schools are in the top 20 as well. Northwestern is at number 11, Grandview number 12 to open up the season. A person with direct knowledge of the injury confirms that Buffalo Bills offensive tackle LaAdrian Waddell has a torn right quadriceps and is expected to miss the season. Waddell was hurt Sunday while working with the third-string offense and was unable to place any weight on his right leg while being loaded onto a cart. Waddell's injury is the latest to hit Buffalo's offensive line just 2 weeks into training camp. Center Mitch Morse has missed a week after suffering a concussion. Lineman John Feliciano and Spencer Long have missed sessions due to shoulder and ankle injuries. Cornerback E.J. Gaines also missed practice Monday, a day after suffering a groin injury. Also around the NFL, suspended Browns running back Kareem Hunt has promised to lay low following a recent argument outside a bar that led to police questioning and raising team concerns. Hunt is barred by the NFL from Cleveland's first 8 games for 2 physical altercations while he played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Last month, he argued with a friend outside a bar. Hunt says he will now be more cautious and focus on football. A $1.9 billion stadium is being built for the NFL's Oakland Raiders. When the team moves to Las Vegas, it's going to be named for Allegiant Travel Company. Officials made the announcement Monday during a ceremony marking the installation of the final steel beam for the roof of the 65,000-seat indoor stadium. Las Vegas-based Allegiant Travel is the publicly traded corporate parent of Allegiant Air. Terms of that agreement weren't made public. The Raiders are moving after the upcoming season. A person familiar with the situation says Vince Carter is returning to the Atlanta Hawks for his record 22nd season in the NBA. The person confirmed that the 42-year-old Carter has agreed to terms with the Hawks. Carter will continue to serve as a mentor to some of the NBA's most promising young talent. Carter showed last season he still got some playing skills as well, playing in 76 games his first year with the Hawks, including 9 starts, averaging 17.5 minutes and 7.4 points per contest. And the 2019 Atlantic Open Golf Tournament was held this past weekend at both of the golf courses here in town. 57 players competed in the 2-day event. The championship group played 18 holes on Saturday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and then 27 holes on Sunday at Nishna Hills Golf Club in the finals. All the other flights in the tournament played 18 holes on both days. Andrew Martin had a good round on Sunday to come from behind and win the championship flight. He finished at 7-under par on Sunday, finishing with a 5-under par 169 for the tournament as he was crowned the champion. Darby McLaren was the runner-up, shooting a 175 total. Jason Reynolds shot a 177 for third place. Rob Langfelt a 180 for fourth. Jackson Armstrong shot a 182 to place fifth overall in that championship flight. In the presidential flight, Nate Ross shot a 156 to win that flight as he beat out both Chris Bengel and Josh Reynolds by a stroke in that flight. In the open division first flight, Brandon Laverty shot a 158 for the title. In the senior division, the winner overall, Tad Olson, with a 144. The Second flight winner in the seniors was Doug Richter with a 158. Also in the super seniors division, Jim Mullinex shot a 153 to win by a stroke over Rich Mitchell in that flight. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.